This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. We'll turn now to a follow-up of our American Graduate Series, What's Next for the Class of 17. Earlier, we caught up with Ricky Rijos Jr., an 11th grader at Flower Mound High School. He's a basketball fanatic, but he's only 5'6", and after sitting on the bench, he's giving up the sport. Fran Fraschilla can relate. He's a former college coach, a current announcer for ESPN, and the father of two boys who never reached 6 feet tall. Fraschilla, by the way, is all of 5'7". He came into our studios.
I got cut as a high school sophomore from the JV team, and I was extremely disappointed, and I spent the next 6 months working really hard, and I was lucky enough to make the varsity, and I didn't play much. I knew even if I didn't play, I wanted to be a basketball coach when I was growing up. I had this love of the game and this passion and perseverance for the game. Not everybody is good enough to make the team. And while the coach can make mistakes, he's human, oftentimes he's making decisions in the best interest of the entire group and not just one young man.
You have a couple kids, a couple sons, actually.
Yep.
And somebody might look at them and say, they don't have the physical tools, as in 6'6 or 7.
That's right. That's right.
To play big time college ball, but they have. So what do you think pushed them?
The one is 5'10, one's 5'11. So they're not, you know, they are height challenged as it relates to basketball, both at the high school and college level. And I'm blessed because they both really enjoyed the game of basketball because they were around me. In other words, they saw their dad doing something that he loved, first coaching when they were younger and then as a broadcaster. So once they decided they wanted to try to be the best basketball players they could be, whether it's at the high school level, and both of them were fortunate to go on to college, I encouraged them any way I could without being overbearing. And I tried not to be overbearing. I was overbearing at times, and sometimes with their coach, you know, because I knew a lot about the game and I became not always the most model parent, have to admit. So one son had a very up and down high school career, and then my other son had a very, very good high school career and played for the same coach. And there was some frustration on my part with one and the exhilaration with the other, who turned out to be, like I said, a very good high school player. But you go in the long run, you also know that sports makes you handle adversity. The great thing about sports on every level, and whether in this case it's the high school level, is that it's not only about having success, it's also experiencing failure and adversity. And how you handle failure and adversity, to me, and I've always told my sons this, is going to help you in life. You know, one of my sons, he's an excellent student. He's at Harvard, you know, and he plays basketball there. And he suffered through a season-ending ACL injury this year, which was very painful for all of us early in the year. And I was sure that when he got accepted to Harvard that he would go to Wall Street or law school and make a lot of money and take care of mom and dad when he got older. And he wants to be a college basketball coach. He was the last guy I thought would want to be a basketball coach.
Where's the other son?
He graduated from the University of Oklahoma, and he spent the year as an intern with the Boston Celtics D-League team in Portland, Maine. He didn't make a lot of money. It was a great first-year opportunity, kind of like going to grad school in coaching. And I'm blessed that both of those guys liked what their dad did for a living. And neither one of them was a great player, but both of them have channeled that passion and perseverance for the game into the beginning of career. So it can happen. You just have to know how to handle the pain.
Fran Fraschilla, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Enjoyed it.